speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
This question that we want to consider is dealing with a mingled people. And this term or phrase is used in the Old Testament Scripture. And the question asks, who are these people as they are referred to in the Scripture? In explanation of this, I turn to Holman's Bible Dictionary to kind of get a general idea for us in regard to maybe who we are looking at. The term mingled is a King James term, yet it's not only a King James term, it's also a New King James term, and I did not look beyond that to see if it is also included in other translations. So I will say that not only did we find it a King James, but a New King James term for foreigners who were perhaps of mixed race, those who are outside of Israel. But not only did we find, usually it's in reference to individuals who are outside of Israel, but even those that they would have mixed with, more than one staying within their own race. Also, though, there seems to be the indication that these individuals are associated with the dominant population. This is deduced not only from maybe the broader context, but what we read in the immediate context of Jeremiah chapter 25 and verse 20 and verse 24, and then also Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 34, and again from the context of the book of Ezekiel chapter 30 and verse 5. In the context there of Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 34, it's interesting that he mentions in the immediate context the Arabs. Why is that important? The underlying Hebrew has the same consonant as the term for Arabia or for the Arabian people, and this is also brought forth from the context of the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel is a prophet of God, and as this prophet speaks in regard to the mixed people, he associates them in this context with the Arabs or the Arabians. We learn from the broader context of the Old Testament Scripture that several Jews entered into mixed marriages. So we find is that they could have also been identified as the mingled people if we're looking at it from a mixed race standpoint. It's important for us to understand that not only did they enter into these relationships, but God condemned their entering into these mixed relationships. In fact, God warned through Moses that Israel was not to marry foreigners. Why did God not want Israel to marry outside of their own people? It was for the purpose of bringing the Messiah into the world. And in that, God had set in His plan is that the Christ would come through the Jews, and therefore God laid that foundation for the Jews to understand that God meant what He said in order for Jesus to come into the world strictly through them. And in that, that would be why God told them not to marry outside of their own people. The next question that we want to consider tonight deals with the Nephilim. Who were these people mentioned in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 4? If you note the immediate context of Genesis chapter 6 and verse 4, you will see that we're dealing in the days of Noah. The flood is getting ready to be brought upon the face of the earth, and Noah is going to be given instruction in regard to the construction of the ark and also for the sake and safety of his family. And we also understand in the broader context of the New Testament Scripture is that Noah preaches on the behalf of Christ unto the people of that day. In this, though, we see is that there are a group of people that is identified by name, but yet at the same time, that name really doesn't mean too much to us from an explanation standpoint in that context just by the name itself. But rather, we've got to consider all that is stated in and around that name in order for us then to deduce as to who exactly we are considering. The origin of this name most likely is derived from the Hebrew term Nepho, literally to be translated to fall upon. And this comes from Genesis chapter 6 and verse 4. What does the context reveal in regard to these people? These people existed before and after the sinful marriages came into view from Genesis chapter 6 verse 1 through verse 4. If you go back to the context of Genesis chapter 6, and if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to this. In Genesis chapter 6, some have suggested that this is in reference to the mixed marriages, and this is where these Nephilims come from. In Genesis chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, "Now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, that the daughters and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and that they took wives for themselves of all whom they had chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive forever with man, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120. Now that's a benchmark. I want to point that out as we go here. Then note verse 4. "There were giants or Nephilims on the earth in those days and also afterward. Then when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men and they bore children to them, that those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown." Some suggest is that the Nephilims are the offspring of the joining together of the daughters of the sons of God with the daughters of men. And that's not taught in this context. In this context of verse 4, he very clearly states that these people existed before, and then also certainly after these sinful marriages came about. We also know from this immediate context is that they were mighty men who were of old men of renown. Now, as you consider this language, mighty men oftentimes has been translated by some to be giants. And they want to attribute this over to a liking as to what is found in the book of Numbers 13, verses 23 through verse 33. And in the day there, we find is that a terminology is given with regard to giants. And these individuals stood taller than others. They stood mightier in regard to their stature. And some are saying that we're dealing with these type of individuals. Yet at the same time, this context, I believe, helps to lend that there's more to this factor. Again, it's not simply the giants as what we find over in regard to Anak, in Numbers 13, verses 23 through 33, these men, in this immediate context, were men of terror who attacked their fellow man. And therefore, this term is employed strictly in regard to these people, unless somebody has something that they've studied different, it's employed in regard to these individuals to describe them who were enacting terror upon their fellow man in the days of Noah.